It's 4:15 in the afternoon, sometime after the close of our last episode. As in the civil court building, attorney Perry Mason leaves the public phone booth, goes to a closed hearing chamber, is admitted by the uniformed attendant guarding the door. It's a formal, dignified room, crowded with important people at counsel tables. But instead of going forward, Mason stops, studies the room, listens to the drone of polite, assured voices with an unreadable expression. Then his expression changes, as at his own counsel table, his secretary turns, looks at him, smiles brilliantly, and...
You looked as if you wanted to turn around and go back.
Yes, I was tempted. Della, do you care who gets title to this foot and a half of real estate we're fighting over?
Your client cares.
Well, we'll get his foot and a half of real estate for him. Anything exciting happened while I was out?
Judge Cahill hasn't finished examining the surveyor's deposition.
Mm.
Counselor Buckley coughed 7 times and sneezed twice. Oh, and that good-looking young lawyer that Counselor Milliken just hired...
Who?
That one getting Mr. Milliken a glass of water, he winked at me 3 times.
Oh, some excitement.
What's the matter, Perry?
Well, when I came back in here, take a look at this room.
Hmm?
What would you guess is the combined income of all these people?
Well, there's Mr. Buckley and you and Mr. Milliken and Counselors Cohn and O'Brien and Judge Cahill and junior clerks and the secretaries, court stenographer, lots, lots and lots.
Mm-hmm. And here we are fighting over 17 and 7/10 inches of vacant lot.
But Perry, if your client gets title, the lot won't be vacant. He's going to build an office building. And that'll mean jobs for hundreds of... Now, you know how important it is.
In the long run. But, Della, if you were a fly on the wall, do you know what would happen?
They'd hit me with a fly swatter.
They wouldn't have to. You'd be bored to death.
Perry, wait a minute. You phoned Gertie. Kate Beekman decided not to work for us?
I don't know. She hasn't left word yet. Probably means that she won't take the job.
Oh, not necessarily.
Well, I said probably. Della... I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Well, I don't promise to answer.
Well, if you do, don't answer from the standpoint of a legal secretary. But from the standpoint of a lovely, talented young woman. Put yourself in Kate's place.
Okay.
Say that you were given the choice of working in a law office or working as a nightclub entertainer. Which would you choose?
Well, I
remember, you don't know anything about legal work. You don't know how exciting it can be. Well...
Judge Cahill's ready to start again, Chief.
You haven't answered my question.
Well, no one can answer for Kate.
You're avoiding the question.
No, I can't talk now. Judge Cahill's looking right at us.
Meanwhile, inside the Beekman apartment, Kate stands by the window in her bedroom, sighs, shakes her head impatiently, then gets her coat and...
You were cooking apple pie. Smells good.
Your father likes it.
You should have told me, so I could help.
Oh, you had something to think about. Going out?
Uh-huh. I want to walk for a while. I get restless staying in the house. Don't you?
Sometimes.
Ma?
Hmm?
I haven't phoned Mr. Mason yet.
Going to now?
Not yet. I haven't made up my mind. Not quite. Ma, I like Mr. Mason and Miss Street and Gertie, too. I suppose you're right. Maybe I would be smart to work in his office, but... Oh, working in an office...
You won't do it.
Well, it isn't just that I won't do it. I don't know if I can.
Nobody says you got to, honey.
That's why it's hard to decide.
You haven't decided. Don't.
Hmm?
You don't have to tell Mr. Mason today. Call his office and tell Gertie you'd like to see him again tomorrow.
Talk to him again? Well...
It's an important decision, honey. Just take your time about it.
I hate to be wishy-washy.
Oh, nobody thinks you're wishy-washy. Go ahead and call Gertie.
Okay. Gertie, this is Kate Beekman. Fine. Thanks, Gertie. I don't know yet about working in your office. Gertie, could I see Mr. Mason again tomorrow? Any time that's all right with him. All right. All right, I'll phone and ask you in the morning. Thanks. I'll tell her. Gertie said to tell you hello. She's so nice.
Afraid you'd be restless in the office, honey?
You understand, Ma.
Yeah. But you gotta decide for yourself, honey.
I care what you think, Ma. Ma, would you care if I got a job dancing?
Well, that depends.
Say a job in a nightclub. Or a musical show. Would you care?
Yeah. But I won't tell you what to do, Kate. You gotta decide for yourself. Where are you going for your walk?
Oh, in the park, I guess.
After what happened?
Oh, nobody will bother me in the daytime. Goodbye, Ma.
Have a nice walk, honey.
But meanwhile, in a car parked half a block away from the Beekman apartment.
How much longer are we going to wait, Gordy?
Long as it takes.
Oh, Gordy.
All right, quiet him down.
You do it.
Hey, look, I got to keep watching she don't slip out. Just pat him on the head.
Nice doggy. Oh, Gordy.
Okay, leave him be for now.
But what's going to happen when Kate Beekman...
I'll fix it.
Can't even leave that animal on a leash.
I said I'll fix it.
If you ask me...
Nobody's asking you.
Nobody's telling me anything either.
Yeah.
I'm getting sick of this, Gordy. Why is Kate Beekman so important?
Because the big fella won't give me the nightclub if Kate don't work for him.
Why is she so important to the big fella? Carrying a torch for her?
Kate? She's only a kid.
Then why?
You don't understand because you don't know the setup.
Then tell me so I can understand.
Look, there are two guys, Tony, the big fella and JT. JT is... Well, he's the big fella's right-hand man.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's like the big fella's the president of a bank and JT's the vice president. Got it?
Sure.
All right, now, the big fella wants everything just so. You tell him how something is, that's the way it's gotta be. For instance, say the vice president of the bank tells the president Joe Blow's going to make his payment of $13.13 next month. Now, the 13 bucks ain't important, but the vice president's word is important. If Joe Blow don't come through with $13.13, it makes the vice president out a liar. You follow me?
Oh, JT told the big fella you were going to get a certain dancer. Now, the dancer isn't important, but JT's word is. Is that...
Now you understand.
So, it's really JT.
All you gotta remember is JT's counting on me to keep him from being a liar. And I'm counting on you, Tony.
Yeah, and every time I even look at this dog, you see? Gordy...
Shut up. No, there she is. There she is, the red-headed girl.
She's no kid. She's not bad-looking.
Yeah. She's starting the other way. Probably heading for the park. Okay, go and put the leash on the dog. No, wait a minute. Open the glove compartment. There's a box of dog candy.
Dog candy?
Yeah, dog candy. Start feeding it to him. Do what I tell you. Start feeding it to him.
I'm scared to.
Look, you're going to make friends with him. Go on, feed it to him.
Okay. Here, doggy. Gordy.
All right. Wait till he smells the candy. Wait a minute. Yeah, now give it to him.
Hey, he's eating me.
Sure, give him another piece.
He's wagging his tail.
Sure. Didn't I say you'd make friends? That's all you gotta do, Tony. And say just what I told you when you see Kate Beekman and you'll be friends with her. Okay, she's turning in the park. Put a leash on Bowser.
Well, what do you think is going to happen when Tony meets Kate Beekman? And what do you think will happen if Gordy's right and Tony does make friends with Kate? By all means, hear tomorrow's all-important development.